Hey, of course I came. I'm never gonna turn down an opportunity to hang out with you. I mean, you could ask me like 2 days beforehand, 2 hours, or I mean, maybe even 2 minutes beforehand. Well, maybe not 2 minutes beforehand. That's a little too much. But even if you were to ask me 2 minutes beforehand, there's still maybe like a 98% chance I would say yes. But I mean, didn't you have plans today? Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but I thought you told me you were going on a date, right? With that person you met online. Oh, you guys aren't gonna hang out anymore? Oh, well, people are poopy, you know. It happens. But I mean, you seemed pretty interested in this person. Did something happen? Hey. Come here, it's okay. Come here, I'm giving you a hug. Come here. That's it. A nice big hug. It's okay. It's okay. Shh. You can cry if you need to. I know, God. People suck. You know, and like, it's even worse when you think that there's someone who doesn't suck and then they disappear and then it sucks even more. You want to talk about it? I promise, it's always better if you talk about it. And is there ice cream? I can go get us some ice cream. We can go get ice cream afterwards. We can get pizza and ice cream and fries, whatever makes you happy. But I think it's better to talk about it. And of course, if you don't feel comfortable talking about it, that's okay too. But I don't think you would have called me over just to. Yeah. Okay. Here, let me get you some tissues, okay? Actually, no, I'll just bring you the whole box. Here. Okay. Here. It's okay, I know. I know how embarrassing it is to talk to someone with K. Take as long as you need. I'm here. There you go. You know, as attractive as you always are. And you know, it's not, crying is such a cathartic release. It's not, it doesn't make you less of a person. It just means that you are a person because you have emotions and you're expressing them. And that's healthy. That's something that I needed to convince myself too. You know, I think it's valuable that you're willing to show your vulnerability like this. And I really appreciate that you're letting me see this part of you. I think that that's really strong, and that I'm really humbled to be able to see this intimate side of yourself. You know, it's about meeting the right person, and you know, sometimes you think that that's the right person, but they're not ready for you. They could be the right person, but they're not ready for you. You know, they're not ready for all of the greatness that you have to offer them. Because sometimes it's easier to give than it is to accept, you know? Here. How about we try and calm ourselves down a little? And I know there are so many emotions running through you right now, and it's going to be hard to speak and form all your ideas. Take some deep breaths with me. Okay. Great. Sit up straight. And all right, let's just take three deep breaths, okay? I know it's annoying to take deep breaths, and I sound like a counselor, but I promise I can go into the science behind how it activates your parasympathetic system. Okay, I'll stop. Let's just take three breaths, okay? One,
and out. Two. And out. Three. And out. Did that help? Even just a little bit? It did? See? Told you so. Okay. So, what's got you so upset specifically? What happened to your date? Yeah? Uh-huh. And they just stopped? Like out of nowhere? Yeah, ghosting sucks. And they didn't say anything, right? Or maybe even like hint at something that might have happened. They just stopped. Come here. Oh, yeah, I know. Everything sucks. And like we're in quarantine. And like quarantine makes it worse because we're all lonely and we're horny. Here, take another tissue. Hey. I'm sorry that happened to you. I know you really like them. And I know you don't know why they stopped. And that's why getting ghosted hurts so much, right? Like, it's one thing for somebody to reject you to your face and tell you they don't like you anymore, or tell you they're not ready, but it's a whole other thing when they just ghost you, you know, just disappear. When they just stop replying because, yeah, you don't know. You don't know if it was you, if it was them, right? And you're left just questioning every single thing that you might have done wrong to make them stop replying to you and to turn them off and to turn them away. And it really hurts. I know. I know. Why do people do it? Like, I mean, I guess like I said earlier, it's just, it's easier to run away, right? It's easier to pretend like nothing happened, especially when it's on an online platform. I mean, I've both been rejected, but also had to reject people. And honestly, I have to say, like, doing the rejecting sometimes is even harder. Because when you are rejected, you know, like, boohoo, you can just... I don't know how to say this. And it's not trying to belittle you or anything. But when you are the one who's rejected, I feel like you're more validated in your sad feelings. But when you have to do the rejecting, sometimes it's even worse. Like, you feel so awkward and you feel guilty, but, I mean, not saying that ghosting is right. Ghosting is wrong. But I guess a lot of people aren't mature enough to stand up for their own feelings. 'Cause they know that you're interested, and maybe they just feel bad that they aren't able to reciprocate. And what that means for you is basically you have to be a little more patient. I know that sucks. I know that sucks. Here's another tissue. I'm sure that they did like you. You know, everyone likes attention. And I know... You're so good at giving it. You're so caring. You're so thoughtful. You're so considerate. You're so detail-oriented. And, like, you remember all of the little things. And, like, you told me about how your texts went, right? Just going over all the little things that they liked. And then planning out exactly what you were going to do on your first day. And I know. I know it hurts. Yeah. You'd rather someone just tell you to your face that they don't really like you. Yeah, you know, I think that's actually the same for a lot of people. I mean, it definitely hurts for someone to say something like that, but at least you know, right? At least there's some closure. I mean, you know what else I think? I think part of the issue, a really big part of the issue, is just this culture that we've built around dating, and like relationships, right? Especially in the context of online dating. There are like thousands and thousands of people you can date. You know, like I mentioned earlier, because it's online, right? They're all accessible at your fingertips. And we're just giving into this culture of instant gratification, right? You just have to like a picture, swipe right, swipe left. I can't speak. Swipe right, swipe left. Or you can just send this like quick low effort message. I mean, I can't count the number of people who've just texted me like, hi, lowercase, no punctuation. You're smiling. And then, right, like the your people or the there people. God, I mean, at least just put a little effort into the punctuation, right? Especially since you can't see them face to face. I know. It's kind of a bad habit of mine. I shouldn't judge someone based on the way they text, but I do, okay? And I don't. I don't apologize for it. Yeah, I mean, there's just so many options, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. There are so many options, and it makes people treat others like they're disposable, right? I mean, I hate to say it, and it's such an angering and disgusting thought, but it feels true, right? It's become more or less like a marketing ploy where everything just is based off of some pictures and then maybe a catchy caption at the bottom of the screen. But I mean, it's like people don't even care about who they're speaking to. They treat them like they're just the picture and not a real life person with feelings. And I guess in the time of quarantine, that's easier than ever. We get lonelier and lonelier, and yet we're unable to connect with people. And that's why I think it's so easy to ghost someone. Just never reply ever again and then pretend like you never even started talking to them in the first place. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't get to mean all passionate and start getting on my soapbox. I'm hurting for you. It makes me angry to see you like this, and it makes me angrier to know that it's by someone who I'm not even, like, someone who's like Felicia, you know? Like, they're meaningful to you, and I hate them, and I'm still hurt, and I can't help you feel better. It's upsetting. It's upsetting to know that you're like this, and it's upsetting to know that it happens to so many people every single day. I know you're so hurt right now, but please don't let this ruin your self-esteem or how you see yourself or how you see dating in general. You're not a bad person. You're not annoying. You're not undesirable, or I don't know, whatever mean adjectives that are popping up into your head right now. I know it's hard not to think that way, and you are gonna think that way for a little bit, and I guess I'll just be here with the tissue box for you. And that's a fight that you're gonna have to deal with yourself. But when you come out of it, I'll be here, and the people who love you will be here. And just know that you're not alone. Don't make it long lasting. Don't beat yourself up. It's okay to be sad. I mean, there's like a place for that and a time for that, but don't stay in that sadness. Don't dwell in the sadness. And please don't let it break your spirit forever. You're such a wonderful person. You're so kind and so selfless and so intelligent. And there are an endless amount of compliments I could give you. I could give you all of the compliments in the world, and it would still never fully describe how incredibly amazing you are. And obviously that one person you were speaking to didn't realize that. But I do. And so many other people do as well. So don't let this one person take all that away from you. They're not worth it. They're not worth it. Say it. Say it louder. Say, I am a boss ass bitch. You still deserve to feel attractive and cared for and important. And you are so attractive, and you are cared for, and you are important. You are so important. You are so important. Aren't I important to you? Yeah? Well, that's how important you are to me. Especially to me. I know. It's okay. It's okay to be angry. It's normal and it's understandable. Just don't be angry forever, okay? Don't let it stick to you. Don't wear it as a badge. Don't wear it as a shield. There's no virtue in prolonged anger. Because you'll only end up hurting yourself. Obviously, they weren't right for you. And you're beating yourself up, maybe over a value judgment. But you saw the goodness in them. And I think that's a trait that's worthwhile. Being able to see the goodness in people. And one day you're going to meet someone who sees the goodness in you, and they're going to reciprocate it. You want to know what you should do to get rid of your anger? I mean, if you want to get rid of your anger, like seriously get rid of your anger. I guess in some ways you have to forgive them, right? Or, I don't know. Well, kind of forgive them. I mean, you know me, right? Like, I'm a hater. I will hold a grudge, and I will not forgive. But at the same time, make peace, I guess is what I want to say. And whether or not you interpret that as forgiveness, you know, that's up to you. But you have to forgive the person that made you angry. And really just genuinely forgive them. Because when we hold grudges against people for wronging us, we only hurt ourselves. Have you ever heard the phrase, I think it's like, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die? Well, it's true. Because forgiving is for you, not the other person. They couldn't care less about whether we forgave them or not, because they're the ones who hurt us, right? They've done their part. They're gone. I mean, like, do you think they're up at night unable to sleep because they're so worried if we've forgiven them or not? No, they're not, right? They're not. They don't care. They ghosted. And so then we let that shit go so we can have peace of mind. Well, no, I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to forget what they've done. Right? Like, I mean, you can't forget what they've done. Forgive and forget doesn't mean to literally forget. It just means to let that shit go. Let it go. Like Elsa. Give no more shits. How do you know when you've forgiven someone? I mean, I guess you know when you can think about them and you can think about what they've done to you. And you don't sizzle. You know what I mean? You don't get that feeling inside of you, that feeling of anger and resentment and loathing for them and self-loathing. Yeah, you can think about them and what they did to you, and then immediately after, just go on your merry way. You know, play some Beyonce in the background. Middle fingers up. But yeah, that's how you know. And how should I say this? We hurt because our expectations weren't met, right? We anticipated goodness and like this wonderful time with them and happiness. And the other person couldn't fulfill those expectations. And yeah, that leads to disappointment. And I just want to reemphasize, like, you might just end up going down this road of like, well, maybe I'll just never fall in love again and just forever be alone because it's safer to be alone. But I want to tell you this, okay, is that after a bunch of contemplation during all this stay-at-home season, yeah, I've learned that there really isn't anything like a true safety, right? Because when we're by ourselves, we ultimately come back to that longing of trying to be with people and making connections that are worthwhile. So I don't think being alone results in any true safety. But, you know, moving forward, I think you can think about changes in strategy that you can take when you're dating. Just, you know, asking different questions and being clear about what it is that you want and you don't want. And I think because that's what you want from someone, right? You want that honesty. You want them to say if they're not interested, then they're not interested. And I think you can do the same by just being upfront about what it is that you want and you don't want, and expect that the other person's going to reciprocate. What was I going on about? Oh yeah, safety. So, you know, my thought is that don't end up hermiting yourself away because you were hurt. But at the same time, like, continue to reach out to people. And know that you can always reach out to me, or you can reach out to other friends. You know, my feelings won't be hurt. because it's important to find a safe place for yourself, and you know, I will really just want to make sure that you know that I will fight people for you, and that I will be a safe spot. I will always be a safe spot for you. I'm a great friend. Nah. You're a great friend, and you're a wonderful person, and you should never forget that.